I haven't gotten anything yet. Nothing crazy. I'm probably have an answer for you later in the week. But as for now, just normal stuff, you know. Just kind of depends on how you answer it.
Why no Senior Bowl?
What's that?
Why no Senior Bowl?
You know, I went back and forth on the decision for a while, and ultimately I felt that, you know, after a 15-game season, you know, we played, you know, pretty well into January, January 12th, when we got back to Tuscaloosa. You know, the trade-off to going to the Senior Bowl versus another week of training when everybody else had 2 weeks of training ahead of me, it just wasn't a trade-off that I was willing to make. So, you know, I figured, you know, I've had 15 games of game film that coaches could look at, and then with the you know, in-house interviews they could do and workouts they could do, then that'd be a great time to do that. You know, being, you know, whether you're drafted or not, you know, we're going to go in the draft, you know, nobody really knows. This is just a great opportunity, and you can only control what you can control. So as far as I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to do my best I can, you know, whether it be in the interviews, psychology, on the field stuff, and just give it everything I have. At the end of the day, you know, if I leave it all on the field, I have no regrets, you know, whether, you know, team drafts me or not. Good. No, I have not. I got a bunch of interviews, but I haven't looked at the names yet. I guess we'll see.
How are you approaching
yourself? Is that anything different? You know, I kind of take it back to Coach Saban, who's has one of the best media departments, you know, in college football. I think they train us, you know, from day one on how to be professional in the media, and I've kind of just really taken that approach. You know, I haven't really done anything extraordinary. It's gotten me to this point so far, so I figured I might just keep working.
You played just center in high school and in college?
No, in high school I played center, guard, and tackle. Ultimately, in college, I only played center, but obviously I can play different positions as well.
Center,
yes. You know, I don't know the answer to that. You know, I would say, you know, our defensive line, you know, going against Jaren Reed and A'shaun Robinson every day, those guys are incredible. You know, going against those guys every day made us a better offensive line, made me a better player. So I would say those guys, they're going to be in a couple of days to interview them. But, you know, they're incredible players, great teammates, and those guys really, you know, bring it every single day to make us better. You know, I've always been kind of the guy that, you know, I always wanted to walk the walk before I could talk the talk. You know, so to say, and, you know, by leading by example, I think, you know, you can earn the trust of other people. You know, this year was a big step for me. You know, I tried to become more of a vocal leader, which isn't always easy to do unless you're, you know, kind of just, you know, given that, you know, talent. So I'm always evolving. You know, I think we're always evolving into new leadership. It's never just something that you can obtain overnight. So, you know, I've always wanted to be more of a vocal leader, but at the same time, you got to do the right things on and off the field to earn players your trust. It's fun to listen to you.
Seattle Seahawks GM John Schneider, podium A. Seattle Seahawks GM John Schneider, podium A.
What's that?
A.
You're a three-year starter at Alabama, correct?
Yes.
How you watch film progress from year one, year two, year three as a starter, so kind of football you've seen, and just kind of better understand how to prepare for the game?
I mean, I think when you're young, especially coming into college too, the game is so fast. You don't have the reps, you don't have the experience, but, you know, once you – you know, get starts underneath your belt. You know, once you start playing in games and realizing things, seeing things, it becomes fun. You know, you get to dissect defenses and see, you know, what advantages you guys have in that week. And as a center, I think it's even more of a crucial position because you really do control the offense. You know, you're the quarterback, and, you know, a lot of the times, you know, that's what, you know, our offense relies on is a good center. So that, I always felt the challenge was there week in and week out. So I knew how to become prepared, you know, day in and day out to put our offense in the best position to be successful. Yeah, I mean, as far as run game, all the time. You know, when I've been very fortunate because I had to work with a lot of great quarterbacks since I've been there. A.J. McCarron taught me a lot of things when I first came in, and I had to work in a team, you know, working with the quarterback because a lot of his reads are also our reads as well, and we're all tied in together. So, you know, we did a lot of checks at line of scrimmage. You know, obviously college football is always evolving. So I think this year we did probably more some spread or hurry up, no huddle stuff, which is a little bit different. But, you know, coming from a pro-style offense, I think ultimately helps and go to the next level.
Do
Yeah, I mean, you know, playing with three different guys is very different. You know, if, even if you have one new guard in there, you know, out of five guys, it's ultimately, you know, you have a new camaraderie, you have a new relationship, and I think, you know, just the more time you can spend with these guys, you know, like, you know, as far as going into spring ball, going into summer camp, they're all a little bit different. Quarterbacks are always a little bit different, and, you know, I think I gained a lot of knowledge from, you know, playing with all three of them. I can't answer that. I don't know yet. I guess I'll give it a little more thought. Yes, sir. Yes. Not really. I mean, I'm sure he wants to talk about it, but I don't really want to talk about it a whole lot. So, no, we're all those guys are doing a great job down there. We all push each other, and Josh is a good guy. I know he's going to be up here, and he's going to do well. So I wish him all the best of luck. Well, I mean, I only had an offer from Alabama, so, I mean, I ultimately made the best decision I could in my circumstance, and, you know, I have no regrets for that. You know, I think, you know, I'm big enough, you know, I play different positions, so I'm not, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you can only bring seven guys on a trip, you know, offensive linemen, and it's very much different than college. So, you know, having the ability to play different positions and playing those in the past, you know, whether it be high school or college. So the ability to get from a right-handed stance to a left-handed stance, I think it says a lot. And, you know, ultimately I think, and that's helped me a lot throughout the process, and I think it'll continue to help me.
Yeah.